Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
We're talking traditional Irish food ahead of St. Patrick's Day on Thursday.
You know, with the shepherd's pie, you would have the mashed potatoes, the stew. You'd have, you know, a little bit of lamb. If you were poor, very lucky if you had any lamb, but if you had some lamb, you extended it with potatoes, carrots, and other winter vegetables.
And we talk creative Irish-themed drinks as well.
We rim the glass with cinnamon, and inside would be the ingredients that's typical of the candy Irish potato, which is made with the vanilla vodka and a rum chata, which is a coconut-flavored, creamy rum.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets, outside of McGillin's Old Ale House, 1310 Drury Street, with owner Chris Mullins. And it just seems crazy that we're talking about St. Patrick's Day, because 2 years ago, that was the holiday that, like, ended everything, right?
Absolutely. We ended, it was the Monday before St. Patrick's Day, or the 5th, I think. We decided that we would not be open after that.
It was not a very lucky holiday that year.
It was not a lucky holiday, not a lucky year. We had 2 years. Last year, we had a very modified one outside celebrating, and it was very subdued.
And this year,
I think it's going to be crazy. I mean, you know, we'll see all kinds of the wearing of the green and, you know, hats, crazy shirts, and people are out to celebrate.
Well, St. Patrick's Day is on Thursday, and this weekend you have the parade.
Yes, thank God we'll have the parade with the Irish dancers and Irish musicians and the floats and all the festivities.
Okay, and so what are you doing at the pub?
Well, we start on the 1st of March. We celebrate
it's a
the
month.
Month. A whole month. It's St. Patrick's month. We have green beer. We have Irish specials. We have bangers and mash. We have fish and chips. Of course, we have lots of Irish whiskey. Shepherd's pie. Just you name it, we got it.
Is this the month that, like, makes your bills? Like, is this the month that pays for the whole year?
Not really. December is the biggest month of the year for us, strangely, because people are out and about. They're shopping. There's things going on. Now, this year, it was cut short because of Omicron. So this may surpass December. But typically, December 1 to December 1st, January 2nd is our biggest month.
And how does, you know, for an Irish pub, how does March fit into it?
It's a very important, oh yeah, it's our second busiest month of the year, you know, from a business point of view. But it's also a most festive month because December really is work. March, we do enjoy and celebrate.
All right. In Philly, March 2020, I don't think anybody will forget. For me, it was March 13th, the last day that I was at work.
Right. And March 5th was the last day that we were working open to the public. We closed like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that was it. But the thing about St. Patrick's Day, a couple things. The 17th is St. Patrick's Day. The 21st is the first day of spring. So the 17th, to me, is the beginning of springtime. It's the first day where you can get out. And everybody says, well, why is everybody, and you see such a diverse group of people when they come in here with all their fancy shirts and funny shirts. But the Irish diaspora was throughout the world. I mean, and everybody loves St. Patrick's Day. I mean, I don't care who you are. I love to see someone from Bangladesh with a shirt that says, "Kiss me, I'm Irish," because on that day they're happy.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's
Everybody
Day.
Everybody is. Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Everybody celebrates. Everybody has Irish blood in them somewhere.
Tell me about some of the culturally significant historical Irish foods and like their origins, if you know.
Well, first of all, the potato, of course, is always front and center because the potato is what transformed Europe because it came from America and it provided cheap food and allowed people to have long wars as a result of the potato. If you read history, like I believe the 30 Years' War was one of the reasons they could feed the soldiers potatoes. It had a cheap, nutritious food that growed easily and in poor soil, and it all came from the Americas, South America. And it allowed the farms in Ireland to be cut up and cut up by the British people who took over the land, and the Irish would subsist on the potatoes. And of course, when the potato crop failed, they died.
So that's reflected in the food.
Yes, absolutely. So potatoes are, you know, an integral part. You know, with the shepherd's pie, you know, that you would have the mashed potatoes, the stew. You'd have, you know, a little bit of lamb if you're, you know, if you're poor, very lucky if you had any lamb. But if you had some lamb, you extended it with potatoes, carrots, and other winter vegetables.
Who doesn't love a good mashed potato, right?
Yeah, and the mashed potatoes, you know, we have bangers and mashed with the mashed peas, so that's another great one. The bangers is a nice Irish sauce, Irish English sausage.
Wait, the bangers is the sausage?
Yes, bangers are sausage.
What else is typically Irish?
Well, we have the fish and chips, again, that shares with the English that tradition, so fish and chips is very Irish. We also have corned beef and cabbage. Now, corned beef and cabbage, I've always argued with people. They said it's ham and cabbage in my family, but because the Irish, they didn't have the beef. The beef went to England, so the people in Ireland wouldn't necessarily have had corned beef. But I think when they came here, they went to the tenements, and what was cooking in the tenements, well, the Jewish people, they might have had corned beef. So the Irish would say, oh, that's good. We'll put that, our potatoes and cabbage together.
So corned beef is very similar to brisket. And
yes, it is.
Passover
yes.
is next
yes.
month.
Yes. And I believe they share that tradition. So the ham would have been a little bit more common in Ireland. But here we always associate corned beef and cabbage as well. But some people insist it should be ham and cabbage.
Corned beef is also very Jewish.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I'm saying that, you know, in the tenements, they would have shared the traditions and it would have been, and of course, cabbage is everywhere, Eastern Europe and, you know, and Ireland. And again, it's another inexpensive food for poor people to really enjoy and extend.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Bangers and mash, shepherd's pie, you mentioned.
Yes.
What else we got there?
Well, we have an Irish potato martini, and I would be very remiss not to mention that, which is made with a vanilla vodka and a rum chata, which is a coconut flavored creamy rum, and then we have the green beer, which is.
Wait, what? Where does the Irish potato part come into that Irish potato?
Irish potato is our coconut that's rolled and run in cinnamon.
Oh, the sweet
Irish potato.
You put it in the martini.
Yeah. Well, we rim the glass with cinnamon.
Okay.
And inside would be the ingredients that's typical of the candy Irish potato.
Got it.
Okay.
Hence the Irish potato martini.
Martini, yes, yes.
And the green beer.
And the green beer. Lots of green beer. I don't think anybody else does green beer besides McGillan's.
Really?
It's a tradition that we've been doing for a long time. Some people may drop dye, but we actually have a secret process where we do entire kegs of beer.
And it's not food coloring?
Oh, it is food coloring. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Did I just give away the secret?
Yeah, well, no, it's how you do it. A lot of people don't know how to do that.
Okay. I don't want to, like, give away the family secret.
Yeah, don't put that on the air.
So the green beer is popular, huh?
Very popular. And we'll sell many, 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 many kegs of that throughout the month. We have it as early as, again, the 1st of March we start it.
If people have the choice of green beer or regular beer, they'll choose?
Mostly we'll just give them the green beer, but if they say they don't want it, they have lots of other beer that's not colored.
Right. When in Ireland, do like the Irish.
Exactly.
What are some of the St. Patrick's Day traditions?
Well, in fact, I've had Irish people come here. I've had an Irish priest a long time ago in my second business, Morley's in Norristown. The Irish priest was here for the first time that he wasn't St. Patrick's Day. In Ireland, it starts with Mass in the morning, and a very solemn Mass it is, and then dinner at home. He came here, we had Irish music, we had all kinds of Irish beer and Irish drinks, and he says, I'll never spend another St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. What's so much fun?
What's the tradition? Is kissing a tradition? Kiss me, I'm Irish, or is that just what people say?
They just say that. I mean, that's yeah.
It's not like a mistletoe thing.
No, it is not. Not that I'm aware of.
You know, people go out and drink a lot. So.
Right. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
the sense,
yes, you know? Yes. Yes.
And if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, then what? Someone has to pinch
just
you?
Just don't wear orange.
Oh, really?
Don't wear orange on St. Patrick's Day.
What is it about the orange?
Well, the orange, the William of Orange, he massacred 6,000 people. Again, getting back to history. The orange, the Irish flag, by the way, is orange, white, and green. The Republic of Ireland, because you have orange is for the Protestants, green is for the Catholics, and white is to have unity. So that's why the flag has those three colors.
But you can't wear the orange.
Just don't wear orange.
William of Orange.
Yes.
Take us back to history.
He came to Ireland, you know, as another one of those conquests, just like we're talking about another interview that I did with Hadass about the Ukraine, you know. And William of Orange came and invaded Ireland and terrorized the population.
Yeah. I don't know how to move on from that, but I will ask you, what is your favorite part about St. Patrick's Day?
When I see these young people, these young kids, and of course to them it's a party, but by the same time they're having so much fun. That's my favorite part. And when I see these shirts from such a diverse group of customers, whether it's, you know, whether they're Asian or African, whether they're same-sex couples, there's a shirt for every diverse part of our population. These young people are great, and that's my favorite part.
Like saying, like, fill in the blank, I'm Irish?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Chris Mullins, owner of McGillan's Old Ale House here at 1310 Drury Street. Thank you so much, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you, Hadass. It was always a pleasure. It's so nice to see you again.
So, on St. Patrick's Day, does that make me Hadass McKuznets?
Yes, something like that. Oh, that's great.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.